Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Margie Isaac, and I'd like to welcome you to His Presence Poems and Prayers. I pray that the program will be a real blessing to you, and I just thank you, Jesus, that the words of my mouth and the thoughts within all of our hearts will be acceptable within your sight, both to you, Jesus, to Abba, and to the Holy Spirit. And I just want to welcome you and thank you for joining me, and I really pray that the poems will bless and encourage you and will glorify the Trinity. The Holy Spirit's been impressing on me that so many people desperately need to know and understand that God really is a loving Heavenly Father. And as someone who ran away from God the Father for 58 years, from the age of 5 to the age of 63, I know what a difference it can make to someone's life when we actually do understand that He really loves us and has only good plans for us. Although I loved Jesus passionately, I met Him on the 1st of June 1984, and I fell in love with Him passionately straight away. The Holy Spirit I learned to love as I got to know Him. And they would both whisper to me about the Father's love for me, and I heard about it through different people's messages in different churches over the years, and sometimes I would manage to grasp hold of it, but the adversary would bring circumstances to bear which meant that knowledge slipped away, sometimes was ripped away again. And when on the 12th of January 2013, which is my 63rd birthday, Abba caught my attention, and He began to speak to me, and He told me that even if He had to fight within the heavenlies, battle within the heavenlies, in the heavenly realms, until Jesus took me home, either through death's door or when He comes to claim His bride, Abba would still battle for my love and my trust daily. And that just broke me, because I had never had anyone be willing to battle for my love and my trust like that. Jesus battles for my honour as His bride, but the thought of a Father who could want my love and my trust so deeply, it just completely removed the last barriers between myself and Him. And all I can say is that my sense of security since that time, 3.5 years ago, has just gone through the roof. Having lived under the shadow of fear through domestic abuse and violence for 55 years, from the age of 5 until 60, and having, as a result, lived under the shadow of fear of God as a loving Father for 58 years, I know what fear is, and He has taken it all away. just as he promises in 1 John 4, 18, his perfect love casts out all fear, and that's what he's done for me, and that's what he wants to do for you if you run from him as a loving father. He wants you to have the same sense of security that I have within his love for me. And so the poems I'm sharing for this program and for as many programs after as the Holy Spirit asks me to will actually be touching on the love of the Father for each one of his children. I do not fear ISIS. I do not fear anything that mankind can do to me anymore, because I know whose I am. I am the beloved child of a loving Heavenly Father. I am the beloved body here upon earth of Jesus. I am his beloved bride. And I am the beloved friend of the Holy Spirit. And I know that they have good plans for my life to lead me into the destiny that Abba created me for such a time as this. And this is his message to you today through me. This is his message to you. He has good plans for your life. He has planned a destiny for you within Christ Jesus, and no one can touch it. It is yours alone, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into it as you put your trust in the Trinity. So I pray that these poems today will really speak and go deeply into your spirit's heart, the secret place that was sealed by the Holy Spirit when you gave your life to Jesus. And if you haven't done that already, I would encourage you to ask Jesus into your life, to accept that you have done wrong, because we all fall short of God's glory in whatever way we do it. And Jesus went to the cross so that you don't have to carry that anymore. And so I would encourage you, if you don't already know Jesus as your personal saviour, then ask him into your life today. And I can promise you, your life will never be the same. Abba will send the Holy Spirit to seal your spirit's heart with his kiss of love for you. And that is where you will learn to develop a relationship with Abba, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, as I have and as countless Christians have throughout history. Because once your spirit's heart is sealed by the Holy Spirit, the adversary cannot enter. He cannot enter. He cannot get past the Trinity's love for you. And so I would just encourage you to, if you haven't already begun this wonderful journey into the Father heart of God through Jesus' sacrifice upon the cross, and had your Holy Spirit, your spirit's heart sealed by the Holy Spirit with God's kiss of love for you, then I would encourage you to do that today. Amen.
At the mention of your name, every tongue shall confess that you are the covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Help me say, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. You answer it by fire, God of Daniel, covenant keeping God. There is no one like you. Sing it with me.
Hello, dear ones. I've missed being with you all. I trust that these will be a blessing to you. I'm continuing with the Father Heart of God because I have learned for myself how very important it is to have this Spirit's heart knowledge deep within us to take away the fears that drive us so often within life. This first poem is called The Father's Dear Ones. The Father's Dear Ones, dear hearts, dear faces, dear lives, created by a loving Father's heart. Each soul is a glimpse of love, to shine as a light from above, thought about with care, created by a loving Father's heart. Sanctified for eternity, created by a loving Father's heart, unrestricted by earthly circumstances, unfettered by emotional or spiritual chains which may seek to bind, united by a simple wooden cross, created by a loving Father's heart, out of time, out of space, out of step. No, created by a loving Father's heart. Go ye where I have placed ye, he said. Obediently each one lives, extending further still the bonds of love, created by a Father's heart, a loving Father's heart. To be where he would have each one to be, to bring his compassion, ultimately his joy, created by a loving Father's heart. Yet, he can lift them out of time, out of space, give them an awesome time of fellowship, created by a loving Father's heart. Years melt away to minutes, time stand still. His family love bond strengthened, created by a loving father's heart. Hearts full of awe because he restores bonds of love, created by a loving father's heart. Time cannot erode them, nor age nor infirmities decay them. Distance cannot separate souls created by a loving father's heart. A taste of time out of eternity. In heaven we will party continually, redeemed, restored, renewed, created by a loving father's heart. And this poem was about God's creation of his family and their relationship with him and each other. It was written as the result of a church reunion when the time between seemed to just melt away. This is how Abba's family worldwide are bonded together as Abba's family. Nothing and no one can prevent Abba's family from reuniting within heaven for all of eternity, if not again within this life. I am part of Abba's eternal family and he longs for you to be too. Hallelujah. Poem is called The Father's Love. I was huddled within a heap, lying broken within life's gutter. I was covered in scars, some visible, some invisible, some by blows, some by words, some by other people's deeds. Dirt clung to me like a leech, sins committed unknowingly, sometimes knowingly. I was hurting, frightened, ashamed. Could not anyone see what was happening to me? Some sped busily, busily upon their way, too busy to even pass the time of day. Others stopped, but only for a while, with eyes downcast and a false smile. Something was wrong, they knew, but the cost of getting involved, phew. You loved me enough to send your beloved son to look for me, to bring your prodigal child home to your arms of love. He knelt beside me, touched me with his nail-scarred hands, washed away the dirt of sin and shame with his own tears of love. His gentle voice of love said, "Here I am, come to me." He lifted up my head so gently to see your father's heart of love for me alone, to know that one day I will stand before your throne. Sometimes I wander unintentionally away. Your loving arms draw me gently back and onward day by day. The Holy Spirit leads me on, teaches, guides, and comforts as only he can. Human nature will prodigal always be, but submission to your will is the only way for me to be free. Your love for me rules every other way out. The Holy Spirit will complete the work of Jesus within me. Of that I have no doubt. I came to Jesus as I was, a mess, upon the 1st of June 1984. And this poem was actually written in 1999. And now, thankfully, I know that God's way is only the best way for me. And so, you know, I said that sometimes I wander unintentionally away. It very, very rarely happens now. But back then, I was still very much learning how to hear the voice of God and his direction within my life. So just to encourage any of you, if you find that you sometimes wander away, the Trinity know, they understand, they love you, and they just want you back in their arms. Jesus' response was to show me God's Father heart of love for me, because I just felt so dirty and horrible, and that nobody would ever want me, least of all God. But Jesus just absolutely blew me away with the love that he poured out upon me that day. I will share about that another time. Until this point, my perception of God the Father had been entirely based upon my experience of my earthly dad, other people's dads, and men within general, someone who said he loved me, but who could suddenly change and be someone to be very afraid of. Over time, Daddy God has helped me to know that there is no shadow of turning within his love for me, or for any of us. His patience throughout the years with me, whenever I have gone around this particular mountain, again, has been amazing. Slowly, my confidence within the Father heart of God has grown personally, and I can now with confidence say that he truly is my Daddy, my Abba. What he's done for me within drawing me back to himself through Jesus, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah.
When the road is rough times are tough and no one seems to care. You have a friend at every bend, a friend with love to share. Can't you hear the message? Don't you get the message? The message that is coming from above. Can you hear the message?
If you don't get the message,
you don't get it. I'm gonna be the one to bring you.
Then let me get the message.
The message is.
Poem is called The Father's Love. I was huddled within a heap, lying broken within life's gutter. I was covered in scars, some visible, some invisible, some by blows, some by words, some by other people's deeds. Dirt clung to me like a leech. Sins committed unknowingly, sometimes knowingly. I was hurting, frightened, ashamed. Could not anyone see what was happening to me? Some sped busily, busily upon their way, too busy to even pass the time of day. Others stopped, but only for a while, with eyes downcast and a false smile. Something was wrong, they knew, but the cost of getting involved, phew. You loved me enough to send your beloved son to look for me, to bring your prodigal child home to your arms of love. He knelt beside me, touched me with his nail-scarred hands, washed away the dirt of sin and shame with his own tears of love. His gentle voice of love said, "Here I am, come to me." He lifted up my head so gently to see your father's heart of love for me alone, to know that one day I will stand before your throne. Sometimes I wander unintentionally away. Your loving arms draw me gently back and onward day by day. The Holy Spirit leads me on, teaches, guides and comforts as only he can. Human nature will prodigal always be, but submission to your will is the only way for me to be free. Your love for me rules every other way out. The Holy Spirit will complete the work of Jesus within me. Of that I have no doubt. I came to Jesus as I was, a mess, upon the 1st of June 1984. And this poem was actually written in 1999. Thankfully, I know that God's way is only the best way for me. And so, you know, I said that sometimes I wander unintentionally away. It very, very rarely happens now. But back then, I was still very much learning how to hear the voice of God and his direction within my life. So just to encourage any of you, if you find that you sometimes wander away, the Trinity know, they understand, they love you, and they just want you back in their arms. Jesus' response was to show me God's Father heart of love for me, because I just felt so dirty and horrible, and that nobody would ever want me, least of all God. But Jesus just absolutely blew me away with the love that he poured out upon me that day. I will share about that another time. Until this point, my perception of God the Father had been entirely based upon my experience of my earthly dad, other people's dads, and men with in general, someone who said he loved me, but who could suddenly change and be someone to be very afraid of. Over time, Daddy God has helped me to know that there is no shadow of turning within his love for me or for any of us. His patience throughout the years with me, whenever I have gone around this particular mountain again, has been amazing. Slowly, my confidence within the Father heart of God has grown personally, and I can now with confidence say that he truly is my Daddy, my Abba. What he's done for me within drawing me back to himself through Jesus, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah.
Bishop of my soul, the creator of all things, the Alpha. the beginning, the King of all kings. For he bent way, way down, and from the dust of the ground did he fashion with his hand, he whom he gave dominion of the land. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the beast that did roam, the lion, the tiger, the bear. To him be all praise, the beginning of days, he who separated the light, the brighter for the day, the lesser for the night. Ah, yes, all praise be to Jah, Jehovah, Elohim, Elohim, the sovereign Adonai, Mekadash King, our sanctifier, Elion, the Most High, the giver of life, Eloheinu, our God, Ropika, our healer, Jehovah Jireh will provide. To him be all praise, for he set the day. Rohi, my shepherd, Jehovah Elohe. Shama, you are here, I'm not present. Loud to him, for he set the heavens, the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died, just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loosed, said an oracle of God. But we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall try. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. And awesome wonder, yes, is he, the lover of my soul. He's our banner, our Nisi. Listen. Can't you hear the call of the master, the maker of all? This is where you belong. Yes, he's singing a sweet, sweet love song. To him be all praise, the beginning of days. For it wasn't Osiris, Dionysus, or Oshun that hung the sun, the star, then the moon, the bishop of my soul, the creator.